The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the third chapter. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, the ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from the heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, and whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." This is the Gospel of the Lord. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. When it comes to spiritual things, nobody ever says seeing is believing, especially when it comes to the Trinity. But sometimes it's true. Seeing is believing. How do you define who or what God is? We know he's holy. We know he's love. We know he's Trinity. But you can't see God's face or pinch him on the cheek as if he's right in front of you. So it's difficult to explain. In Scripture, God appears to his people in all kinds of ways. Burning bush, pillar of cloud by day, a pillar of fire by night. A large hand writing on King Belshazzar's wall. Through dreams and visions, he even became a man and lived with us. God has appeared in all these different ways, leaving us to ask, since God appears in all these different ways, he's certainly not just a burning bush or just a pillar of cloud and fire, and he's certainly not just human. Nailing down what God is tough. But we can say that anytime God has come down to us, it was always for a purpose. It was always to love and to bring us home to him. In the gospel lesson for today, Nicodemus has trouble seeing Jesus for who he is. He has seen Jesus do miracles, making lame folks walk, making blind folks see, and even making the dead alive. But Nicodemus doesn't know what to make of Jesus. He sees him as a great teacher, a rabbi, maybe even a miracle worker. But is that all there is? Jesus is happy to share his secret with Nicodemus, and the secret is this. Nicodemus will be able to see spiritual things when he's reborn. Nicodemus will only be able to see spiritual things, like the kingdom of God, when he's born from above. Our eyes can see many things. The sky is blue, the grass is green. But these same eyes can't see spiritual things all by themselves. So, Jesus gives us this new birth to see things better, to see things more deeply, realistically, clearly, purely, lovingly, communally. This new heavenly birth, which lets us see Jesus for who he really is holy baptism. When God's divine triune name, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is placed upon our foreheads and hearts, he gives us new eyes to see him. Eventually, Nicodemus starts to catch on when Jesus talks about snakes and poles. Jesus tells Nicodemus that the children of Israel were healed from venomous snake bites by staring at a bronze snake on a pole. But he will be healed by staring at Jesus hanging on a cross. Just look, see, believe, and be healed. Later that night, when Nicodemus went home, he was still confused. But soon enough, he saw Jesus dying on the cross. And seeing him there must have worked, because guess who was carrying Jesus' body to the tomb? Nicodemus was. Along with Joseph of Arimathea, Nicodemus was bringing myrrh and aloe to bury his king. Seeing Jesus on the cross opened his eyes. Now, he sees Jesus for more than just some rabbi or miracle worker. For Nicodemus, seeing is believing. And today, we too see Jesus as our crucified King and Savior. Now you may be thinking, well, Pastor, I've never seen Jesus on the cross like Nicodemus did, so what are you talking about? Well, he's right there, and he's right there on the altar. And because of water and the divine name, the divine triune name, you're connected to Jesus on the cross and on the altar. And your eyes are opened by the Spirit to see him there. And his experiences become yours. It's like Luther says, Christ is fixed and cemented to me. That's far better than anything your physical eyes can do. So God gives you new eyes to see Jesus for who he really is. This connection with Jesus gives you his death and resurrection. And it also gives you a new heavenly Father. A Father who treats you with love and mercy. When he looks at you, he doesn't see disobedience, but he sees Jesus. He even gives you his Spirit, who clears your blurry vision of God, teaching you who God is. God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and He's constantly pouring out His love on you and all those around you, and He never lets you forget that. Because of your baptism, God becomes yours, and you're given new eyes to see God's love die for you. So seeing is believing. You just have to be reborn with the right kind of eyes. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.